So that means those people that have been on the PUP payment and moving over to job seekers in a few months' time will have to attend in person to the post office. So that's a great benefit for us, really, because it's going to increase the footfall in the post office. We have lost, we did lose a lot of customers, you know, during the COVID. And of course, there's been a reduction in our work. So this is welcome news. It's actually a step in the right direction for us. With us, if the post office closes, we know that businesses will be affected. That also reduces fraud as well. The people coming into the post office, people are moving to rural Ireland, and they need to have a post office. They need to benefit from benefit from the services, because we actually do a lot more than what people think. We do all sorts of banking now. We are actually now have Bank of Ireland on board, AIB, Ulster Bank, and also our own AmPost current account. So people that are now moving out of the urban areas, they need to be able to access all these services, and the post office can provide them. Mm-hmm. We just now need to continue with the government and lobby them and say, please give us more offline services, because there's a lot of people don't have access to computers and stuff, and they still need that one-to-one communication with the postmaster. And, you know, it's very important that we keep open. And as I say, it helps other local businesses as well.